In recent years, Haiti has endured four hurricanes, a political coup d'etat, and a severe corrosion of basic infrastructure. But this week's earthquake has sent the poverty-stricken nation even deeper into peril. For 22 years, Pastor Paul Nelson has gone on mission trips with Good Samaritan World Outreach Ministries to Haiti from his home in the United States. Yesterday, the local groups met at the mission's church in East Tampa. Nelson says that the country is in dire need of food, clothing, and medical support.
We will need some money to bury that those dead bodies, and then also bring some medical assistance. That's what we're trying to coordinate right now. We call whoever is Spanish, American, white, black, whoever it is, because we need our help, your help.
As the quake began, Louis Saint-Gange was on the phone with a friend in Haiti who witnessed the quake shake Port-au-Prince in the span of about half a minute.
Non, moi c'est Louis Saint-Gange. M'vle parler de tikrasa. Les situations que je connais des pays moi en Haïti.
My name is Louis Saint-Gange. I would like to comment on the situation in Haiti. Yesterday around 6 o'clock, I was on the phone with a friend of mine in Haiti. I spoke to him for 2 minutes, and after that, the phone call dropped. The last thing he told me is that he was among a bunch of neighbors. In order for him to leave the place that he was at, he had to walk on a lot of dead bodies. And after that, the phone dropped. As of right now, I have not heard anything from him. I have not heard anything from my families in Haiti. I am really hurt, and it's a very difficult situation for me.
The quake has left the country without communications infrastructure, which has made it nearly impossible for anyone outside of Haiti to know what is going on. Claude Saint-Jean has not been able to reach any of his family members on the ground in Haiti.
We've been trying to contact my mom, my dad, they're doing missionary work in Haiti. We've been trying to contact everywhere. We could not get in touch with nobody. There are different cell phone companies, one of, I think, Digicel, there are Voila. All those companies, all the towers been down. It will take a little while before actually we can get communication down there until the U.S. team, they're on the way going down there. Maybe they can help bring some emergency type of communication system through satellite. But right now, everybody from Naples to Miami, Fort Myers, I contact everywhere. Everybody has the same problem. We cannot get in touch with our families in Haiti.
Daniel Talusmar is with Heart to Heart Caribbean Ministry, but joined with Good Samaritan to find ways to provide relief for Haiti. He said that the earthquake further dismantled an already badly damaged infrastructure that was left in ruins by the hurricanes that hit Haiti in 2008.
The relief they need right now, it's mostly medical. You know, because Haiti, we were not trained. We don't have like an emergency response system that can respond to a catastrophe like that. We need the outside world to come and like help us, pulling people out of the bricks and the houses, pulling people out of the car and the mud. We need manpower in Haiti to do that. And I think the second thing we will need after we get medical system, it's food, because most people lost everything.
According to the International Red Cross, about a third of Haiti's population of 9 million people was affected by the quake. Talusmar said that sunbiz.org and florida.gov are legitimate places to find information, and that those who wish to donate for Haiti relief should be wary of scams when sending money to relief organizations.
If you need to find some information, like my number, it's 813-892-9766, or come to the Good Samaritan. That's why I link with them, because right now Haiti don't need individual. We need unity. We need to come as together as a community, as one nation, to help this country in this crisis.
Although no numbers are certain, Haitian President René Préval believes thousands may be dead. Today, Talusmar says that relief groups have now established contact to Haiti from the Dominican Republic and are bringing Haitian immigrants in that country back to Haiti to provide relief. A full response team for food, medical, and communications assistance plans to be on the ground by Saturday morning. Visit WMNF.org/news for more information about earthquake relief efforts. Reporting from East Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.